Lord, we are thankful that we can pray.
所以说，我们非常感恩，我们可以祷告。
It's an amazing thing that the God of the universe would be willing to listen to our complaints and our prayers.
所以这个呢，非常的神奇，在那个整个宇宙的神呢，他呢愿意听我们的一些抱怨和我们的祷告。
And so, for the fact that God loves us and will hear us, we praise Him. And we praise him and praise him.
因为就是为了神爱我们这样一个事实呢，我们赞美他，赞美他，赞美他。
And so, Lord, we come before you again this evening, and we pray that you will bless our meeting. We pray for each one who will be here. We pray for those who should be here, Lord. Bring them each one that we might minister to them.
最主要就是说，在我们开始这样的会议的时候呢，我们就是祈求您的帮助，我们赐福我们，赐福我们在座的每一位，赐福给那些呢将要参加入我们的，愿我们呢能够去服侍每一个人。
But Lord, we've raised some other specific questions before you. One of them is the fact that Amir is very concerned, as he should be, about his own country.
最主要，我们有很多事情呢，特别的需要去祷告的，特别是阿米尔呢，他呢，关注他的国家，他的家人。
And Lord, we're confused as we try to follow the media on this subject. We can't understand why Iran is so resistant to compromise, to resolve the issues.
例如啊，我们就是听到那些新闻媒体所报道的那些新闻呢，我们感到非常的困惑，因为呢，我们不知道为什么伊朗这个国家呢，它如此的顽抗，要去拒绝这样去解决这个问题。
So we pray for their leaders and for the leaders in America and the other leaders around the world that somehow this calamity might be ceased and that peace might prevail.
所以呢，我们也为伊朗的领导人还有美国的领导人祷告。所以呢，我们祷告呢，以某种方式呢，这样的一个战祸呢，能够平息，然后呢，和平能够来到。
And we pray for Amir's sister and mother and others of his relatives and friends that somehow they will be protected, that they will be fed, and that they will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior.
在这边呢，我们也为阿米尔的家人呢和他的亲戚朋友们祷告，就是说我们祈求呢，他们能够受到保护，他们也能够吃得饱，他们呢所有人呢都可以来相信主耶稣基督为他们的救主。
And Lord, we pray about Mary and Vic. They're both sick, and Mary's in hospital, probably still incompletely or incompletely diagnosed. And Vic is just only recovering from shingles. Lord, would your hand be upon both of them?
最主要，我们也为那些生病的，像 Mary 啊，还有老王呢，他们两个都生病的。Mary 呢，现在在住院，他现在呢，诊断出来一些问题，还有其他很多问题没诊断出来。所以呢，还有那个就是说是，老王呢，他的那个带状疱疹要好多了，所以我们就叫您呢，治愈他们两个。
Deliver them both from pain, we pray, and cure them both, and give special wisdom to Mary's doctors that they might know what to prescribe.
这个呢，就是从呢把他们从这样的痛苦、疼痛，还有其他的那样的，就是是里面拯救出来。我们也特别也求您呢，就是说是治愈他们。同样的，我们也为特别为 Mary 的那样的医生祷告，求您能赐给他的特别的智慧，让他能够诊断出来是什么原因。
And Lord, May's father-in-law is only partially recovered. He's been discharged from hospital. We're thankful for that. But Lord, he needs to eat.
最主要那个 May 的那个公公现在呢，就是说好多了，他已经出院了。那我们为此感恩，但是呢，他还没有完全康复，因为他拒绝的吃东西，所以求您帮助他。
So we pray, Lord, that you will not only increase his appetite, but we pray that he might have the discipline to eat.
最主要，我们祷告您呢，就是说是不仅仅要增加他的胃口，同样呢，让他自己能够自律，要去吃东西。
And we pray in particular that by the grace of God, he will receive the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior so that he will have a reason for optimism.
这个里面呢，就是说，我们也祷告他呢，能够接受主耶稣基督为他的救主，这样呢，他有这样的理由去乐观。
And Lord Jesus asks us to pray for the brothers, sisters, shepherds, those who are involved in the work of God.
例如啊，那个进呢，请求我们能为那些所有的为主做工的弟兄姊妹还有牧者们祷告。
Now, Lord, the responsibility is for all of us to be brothers and sisters and shepherds to the others around us.
例如啊，这个呢，我们也为所有的那些，就是说，就是在我们周围的那些弟兄姊妹还有牧者们祷告。It's
true, Lord, we believe in the priesthood of all believers because that is what you've taught us in the Bible.
例如啊，我们也相信呢，就是所有的信徒们都是祭司，这就是您在圣经里教导我们的。
So we thank you for those who've been pastors, shepherds, brothers, sisters, helpers to us. We thank you for each one who has helped us.
例如啊，我们以为那些牧者啊，还有那些做牧者的，还有那些所有的那些做主工作的帮助的，祈求您来帮助我们。But
Lord, they need the sustaining grace of God as well. We all need to be strong for God, especially those who labor diligently in this capacity.
例如啊，我们就是说，我们所有，他们所有人呢，都需要这样的力量去继续，特别是那些呢，在他们自己那个能力完全符合的情况下呢，需要您的支持和力量。
So bless us all in that work, we pray.
因为求您都在那样的工作中赐福给我们所有的人。
And now, Lord, as we turn to the Word of God, teach us and cause us to follow, we ask in Jesus' name.
最主要，现在我们呢翻开神的话的时候呢，求您教导我们，就是说，跟从我们的祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, very good. Welcome to all this evening.
李部长好，欢迎大家所有的人。
And especially we welcome Yin, who has just joined us.
特别那样欢迎印刚刚加入我们。
So we're going to start reading tonight in the book of Luke, chapter
今天晚上呢，我们要从路加福音第23章开始学习。
And so we'll pick up our story. You'll remember that the Lord Jesus Christ has been taken captive in the Garden of Gethsemane. He has been led to several for trial, and now he is being led out to Jerusalem, out to Golgotha, because he's going to have to be crucified there. It's about 9 o'clock in the morning.
接着呢，我们从这里讲起这个故事呢，就是主耶稣基督呢，他当时呢在科西玛基民园被出卖，那出卖被抓了，被抓了以后呢，经历了几个这样的审讯，经历几个审讯以后呢，现在呢，他在一路上去到那个格格塔山上，因为这个时候呢，他要在那里呢要被钉十字架，这个时候是早上9点钟。
So we'll pick up the story, the reading in verse 27. It says, "And a great multitude of people followed him, and women who also mourned and lamented him."
我们从第23章开始学习，路加福音23章27节，这有许多百姓跟随耶稣，其中有好些妇女，妇女们为他嚎啕痛哭。
It is true that a great multitude were opposed to him, and we read about their terrible treatment of him.
这个呢，也是个事实，那就是很多人呢都反对他，反对他，那所以我们知道呢，在这个时候呢，有很多的对他折磨很多。
But there were a large number of those who believed in him who were also following him.
当然有很大一群呢，就是说是相信他的，也跟着他。
They tend to be quiet. They tend to be uncounted. They tend to be praying rather than talking. But praise the Lord, there were many who followed him that day.
因为那些人呢，他们比较安静呢，他们也呢，就是说是在那里祷告，祷告呢，或者说是我们相信呢，赞美主。那天呢，有很多的人呢，跟从着他。
And they mourned and lamented him. Verse 27 says, But Jesus, turning to them, said, Daughters.
因为他们呢，就是说是为他嚎啕痛哭，但主耶稣基督转身对他们说呢，女儿们。
Who were these people?
谁是这些人呢？
They were mostly women.
大多数是妇女。
What kind of women?
什么样的妇女呢？
Well, I think they were outstanding women, model women, women with a deep love for the Savior and wisdom.
有人他们都是一些杰出的妇女，其实妇女呢是有一些模范，模范他们呢去爱我们的救主。
They were following him. What do you think they would have been doing as they followed him?
他们在跟着他，你认为在他们跟着他的时候，他们在做什么？
They were probably praying.
你也可能在祷告。
They would have been very disappointed in a few hours when he was dead, but they were praying nevertheless.
因为他们会非常的失望，因为过几个小时呢，他就会死了。但是呢，但不管怎么说，他们都跟着他。
Were their prayers answered?
所以他们的祷告得到应允了吗？
And the answer is yes, of course. Prayer is always answered.
你的答案是是的，就是你的祷告呢，总是会被应允的。
Can I say especially the prayers of people like this are answered?
现在可以说一些那特别的，像这样的祷告呢，他得到了回应。
So these wonderful Christian women were following Jesus, and that's what happens today. Many wonderful Christian women following Jesus.
那这个呢，就是奇妙的一些妇女呢，跟从着主耶稣基督，就跟今天一样，很多的当今的基督徒的妇女呢，她们跟从主耶稣。
Now he calls many of them daughters of Jerusalem.
现在把她们很多人称之为呢耶路撒冷的女儿们。
There were probably two kinds of daughters of Jerusalem there, believers and those not yet believers.
那个有两类的耶路撒冷城的女儿们，就是一类呢是信徒，一类不是。
And he says, Do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children.
他说呢，不要为我哭，要为你们自己和你们的儿女哭。
Then he goes on with prophecy and he says, For indeed the days are coming in which they will say, Blessed are the barren, the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that which never nursed.
第29节呢，他开始呢讲预言，他说呢，因为看呢，日子要到，人必说不生育的和未曾怀胎的、未曾乳养的有福了。
Then he goes on and explains that. He says, verse 30, Then they will begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and unto the hills, cover us. For if they do these things in the green wood, what will be done in the dry?
因为这个第30节呢，他继续说：“那时人要向大山说，倒在我们身上；向小山说，遮盖我们。地势既行在有汁水的树上，那枯干的树将来怎样呢？”
He was prophesying that coming very soon would be some terrible days in the city of Jerusalem and for Israel and for the world.
现在他在说预言，他说呢，就是很快，就是说在那个耶路撒冷城，在以色列，在整个世界都要发生可怕的事情。
It is true that in about 35 or 40 years, the city of Jerusalem would be completely destroyed and the temple as well.
这个也是个事实，那就是几十年以后呢，就是整个的耶路撒冷城和圣殿呢，被完完全全摧毁了。
And in those days, women especially would be treated terribly badly, and those who were barren would be happier than those who had children because their children would be treated in a terrible way as well.
因为这个时候呢，那些妇女们呢，就是要受到特别的，就是不公平那种可怕的对待。所以那些呢，没有怀胎、没有乳养的那些人呢，他们呢，就是说是有福的，因为呢，他们的孩子们也会受到这样的可怕的对待。
It is true that in part because of the crucifixion of the Savior, the city of Jerusalem, the temple was destroyed and God's judgment could not be withheld. They would suffer under that judgment.
其实这个也是呢，就是因为救主呢被他们杀害了，被他们钉了十字架，那么说神的那个审判呢不能再等待了，所以呢因为这样的事情呢，神呢审判了这整个的耶路撒冷城，然后圣殿也被摧毁了。
Now, many of the Christian women and men, recognizing the prophetic significance of this, would have left Jerusalem prior to those days when Titus conquered the city.
因为里面当时呢，很多的那个男基督徒和女基督徒们呢，他们知道这个预言的意义，所以当在那个罗马的提多将军摧毁那个耶路撒冷城之前呢，他们都已经离开了耶路撒冷城。
How bad will it be? Verse 30. Then they will begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us.
因为这个有多糟糕呢？就是第30节说呢，当时也要向大山说呢，倒在我们身上吧；向小山说遮盖我们。
This prophecy would have terrible implications. The judgment that would fall on the city would be so severe that people would rather hide under an earthquake, under a mountain slide, than face the judgment that was coming.
因为这个预言呢讲到的呢，其实说是那个将要来的审判呢是如此的可怕，但是呢那些人们呢甚至愿意呢就是说是在地震的时候山塌的时候呢倒在他们身上，在山体滑坡的时候呢盖在他们身上。
But like so many of the prophecies of the Bible, this prophecy has a dual significance and a dual fulfillment.
因为这个里面呢，就是像圣经里其他的那些预言一样，就这个预言呢，它有双重的那个意义，也有双重的那个实现。
I believe it's in Revelation 6 that these words say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. Those words are repeated in Revelation chapter 6 concerning a day yet to come.
这个里面，我认为在启示录的第六章，其实是第六章呢，就是说是在同这里的话呢，出现在那里，出现在那里，就是说是在他们看到要来的那一个时候的时候呢，也出现这些词语。
But the punishment for the same reason they rejected the Lord.
因为他们受的惩罚是同样的原因，因为他们拒绝了主。
So that's what we have in verse 31. If they do these things in the green wood, what will be done in the dry?
这个里面在31节说这些事就行在有汁水的树上，那枯干的树将来会怎么样呢？
The green wood is descriptive of the days in which the Lord Jesus lived and preached. He was the preacher, and the audience were like a forest.
因为里面呢，就是有汁水的树呢，这个时候呢，就是说是那个时候呢，就像主耶稣基督那个年代，他向他们那些人呢传道那主呢，就像那汁水，那么其他的那些人呢，听众就像树林。
And many in that green forest had turned to him and were continuing to turn to him and were even among these who were receiving these words directly this day.
所以那个时候呢，很多人呢都转向了他，转向他呢，就是那个时候呢，很多人呢，他们呢接受呢，就在那个日子里接受了他为主。
But the days of the great tribulation, which we read about in the book of Revelation, are going to be far worse. And so, if bad things are happening today, he said, worse things are going to be happening tomorrow when the world around is so totally rejecting the Savior.
这里面那就是我们得到他说那就是将来那就是说是在启示录里发生的事情比这里呢要可怕的多，就像是说在主在他们那里时候这发生的这样的可怕的事，那么说呢在整个世界拒绝了主以后呢发生的事情呢更加可怕。
And now another significant thing about the crucifixion we read about in verse 32 and following.
然后呢，其他的一些关于呢，就是说是，被钉十字架的重要意义呢，我们在后面的第32节里面呢，就是也能够读到在后面接下来的经文。
It says there were also two other criminals led with him to be put to death.
也就32节说，又有2个犯人和耶稣一同带来处死。
And verse 33, and when they had come to the place called Calvary, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right hand and the other on the left.
33节说，到了一个地方，名叫苦罗地，就在那里把耶稣钉十字架，又钉了2个犯人，一个在右手边，一个在左边。
So these were two criminals, and probably they were, Confederate with Barabbas. They were guilty of the same crimes. They were robbers. They were murderers. They were guilty of terrorism. And so, probably on this day, the schedule was for three men to be crucified.
所以这2个犯人呢，其实上呢，应该是和那个叫巴拉巴一伙的，巴拉巴斯一伙的呢，因为这2个人呢，他们也是，他们一起去抢劫，一起去谋杀，一起去搞恐怖活动。那么今天呢，应该是他们3个人一起被钉十字架的日子。
These two and their leader Barabbas with them, all three of these criminals should have been crucified together.
所以这2个犯人，还有呢，他们的领导人巴拉巴斯呢，他们3个应该一起被钉十字架。
But then you'll remember that the Jews wanted Barabbas to be replaced and that Jesus would take Barabbas' place on the cross.
应该也都记得呢，他们要用那个就是耶稣去换那个巴拉巴，那么说呢，主耶稣呢，今天呢就被钉在十字架上。
So we've got this awesome situation. Jesus died for Barabbas.
所以我们这里呢有这样的一个情况，就是主耶稣呢为了巴拉巴斯而死。
What does Barabbas mean?
那那巴拉
What
巴
is
斯，
the meaning of his name?
巴拉巴斯的名字的意思是什么？
And the answer is son of a father.
答案是呢父亲的儿子。
So the question is, which of us is a son or a daughter of a father?
所以呢，就是说我们呢，哪一个是父亲的儿子，或者说女儿呢？
And the answer is all of us.
当然是我们所有的人。
And so in picture form here, we have the fact that Jesus died for Barabbas, and as such, he died for each and one of us.
因为这个里面画面呢，主耶稣呢为了巴拉巴斯而死，那么说这个画面就是主耶稣基督为我们每一个人而死。
It's interesting too that they led him to a place, verse 33, called Calvary.
所以这里非常有意思呢，就是说是他们把他带到这个地方呢，叫骷髅地。
What does the word Calvary mean?
那骷髅地是什么意思呢？
It means a skull.
那个意思就是个骷髅。
The place is often called by another name, Golgotha. And that word also means a skull.
因为呢，在其他地方，这个地方呢也叫 Golgotha，它同样呢也是骷髅的意思。
Now, many thoughts come to mind when one thinks of a skull, but I guess the one that is maybe foremost in my mind is where you see a skull, you say, there used to be life, but there's no hope now.
因为在我们大脑里有很多关于骷髅的那样的一个意思，那么说呢，就是说，不管你在哪里，你看到一个骷髅的话呢，你就会觉得呢，在那里已经没有什么希望了。
But remember, Jesus defied death.
所以呢，你知道要记得呢，主耶稣基督呢，他呢，就是说是说明了死。
He was crucified at the place of his skull, but his skull is not there.
但是耶稣基督呢，他呢就是在一个叫骷髅地的地方呢，就是被钉十字架，但是他的骷髅却不在那里。He
came to bring hope to the place of a skull.
他呢就是说，他来到一个地方呢，把对那为那些骷髅呢带来盼望。And
the dead who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, they will rise again because Jesus overcame death and the place of a skull.
所以那个相信主耶稣基督的那些人呢，最终呢都将复活，因为主耶稣基督呢，他战胜了死亡，也战胜了一个叫骷髅的地方。So
that's very encouraging.
这个对我们来说很受鼓励。
Verse 34 says, Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do.
第34节说呢，当下耶稣说父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Now, who was he speaking to here?
他在这里跟谁在说话？
Well, he would be speaking to all those who were conspiring to put him to death.
现在那就是他跟那些所有的那些呢，去把他杀死的人在说话。
The religious leaders,
就是那些宗教领袖,
the political leaders,
就是政治领袖,
those who followed both,
这些呢都是跟从他们两类人的,
the soldiers,
还有士兵,
they were all involved in putting him to death. And he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
他们所有的呢，都涉及到呢，他对他的处死。所以他说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。” Now,
what did he mean by that? Did he mean that all of those who were putting him to death were forgiven of all their sins, and therefore they would all go to heaven?
所以他的意思是什么呢？他意味着这所有的那些人呢，他说的话的那些人，他们的罪呢，都得到了赦免，他们都要去天堂。
And the answer is no, but they were forgiven for this specific act because they didn't understand it. All the rest of their lives were full of sin, and they would be judged and condemned for that, but they did not understand what they were doing on this occasion. They refused to understand.
这个呢不是那样的，不是那样的，就是只是主耶稣基督说的呢，他们现在所做的，把他处死的这个行为，要得到赦免。就是说呢，其实呢，这些人呢，他们在他一生中呢，他们都充满了其他的罪恶，这些人呢，将来呢，都要为这些他们所行的罪恶呢，要接受审判。那么说呢，今天他们所做的事情呢，其实说是他们不知道在做什么，他们也拒绝知道为什么。
So here then, they have the forgiveness of the specific sin, but not the forgiveness of all sins.
所以这里讲到的呢，就是说是赦免一类特别的罪，而不是说他们所有的罪都得到赦免。
And then verse 34 says, they divided his garments and cast lots.
第34节是兵丁就抓阄分他的衣服。
They robbed him of everything, including his clothes.
他们呢抢了他所有的东西，包括他的衣服。
No respect, no honesty, no concern for what is right. This was a terrible day.
没有尊重，没有诚实呢，也没有，他们也不关心做的事情是不是对的，这是一个可怕的一天。
Verse 35 says, And the people stood looking on.
第35节说，百姓站在那里观看。
Many people watched the crucifixion that day.
所以很多人呢，在那天呢，观看了钉十字架。
There were those who were leading the mobs to put him to death.
那里有些人呢，就带领那些暴徒们呢，把他呢处死的。
There were those who were in the mobs putting him to death.
所以那些呢，就是在暴徒中间的人也把他处死。
And there were many watching the mobs and the leaders put him to death, and they pretended that they didn't make take any side, but they were marveling at the terrible things that were happening.
那些呢，就是在观看那些呢领导暴徒的和暴徒去处死他的，他们呢就是觉得呢他们没有站边，所以呢他们只是在那里观看，他们并没有意识到事情的严重性。
Now remember, this particular crucifixion, this whole action did not take place in a corner. This was front page activity.
现在大家记住这样的一个钉十字架这样的一个事件呢，并不是说是在一个角落里发生的，这个是要向上新闻头条的那样的一些事件。
And I would think that the phrase tens of thousands of people would be an understatement for those who were watching or knew what was going on this day.
因为我认为呢，那成千上万的人去描述呢，可能都低估了那天参加的人的人数。
Verse 35 goes on to say, even the rulers with them sneered, saying, he saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ, the chosen of God.
第35节继续说呢，官长们也嘲笑他说呢，他救了别人，他说是基督，神所拣选的，可以救自己吧。
Now, did you follow their logic? They said he saved others.
所以呢，你呢，就是来看看他们的逻辑，他救了别人。
They all acknowledged that he saved others.
他们所有的人呢，都承认他拯救了别人。
They didn't say he's a phony baloney.
他并不是说他是个傻子，是个骗子。
They said his behavior was not just a miracle worker. His behavior was that of a savior. He worked miracles in order to save people.
他们说呢，就是说他的工作呢，并不仅仅是行神迹，他是个救主，他行神迹的目的呢，是去拯救别人。
Let him save himself, they said, if he is the Christ.
他们说呢，他若是基督呢，先把自己救了。
If he is the Christ, who's in charge?
为了基督呢，谁在掌控一切？
These people are saying, if he did save others, and therefore what he should do is follow our instructions now and save himself.
所以这些人呢，就是说，如果他拯救了别人，他是基督的话呢，他现在呢要遵从我们的指令，先把自己给救了。
They didn't believe him.
他们不相信他。
They didn't want to believe him.
他们也不想相信他。
They were rejoicing that he was dying.
他们在他快要走的时候呢，他们在请乐。
And they were ridiculing him with statements that made no logical sense.
他们呢，就是给他对他的那种说法呢，在逻辑上呢是完全行不通的。
So the whole theme was against him.
所以呢，所有的事情呢都对他不利。
Verse 36, and the soldiers also mocking him, coming and offering him sour wine and saying, if you are the king of the Jews, save yourself.
然后呢，第36节说，兵丁也戏弄他，上前拿醋送给他喝，说呢，你若是犹太人的王，可以救自己吧。
We're not sure precisely who these soldiers were, probably two kinds of soldiers.
我们不是很确定呢，这些士兵们到底是谁？有可能有两类的士兵。
There would be the Jewish temple soldiers, and there would be the Roman military soldiers. Both were in attendance that day.
有可能呢，就是说是犹太人的那个圣殿里的卫兵，也有可能就是罗马的那些军队的士兵，就是两类的士兵呢，那天呢都不会在那里。
But they were united in this one thing. They said, if you're the king of the Jews, save yourself.
嗯，这一点呢，他们的观点一致。他们说呢，如果你是犹太人的王呢，可以救自己。
It seems to me peculiar that if someone is the king, the first thing he should do is do exactly what his subjects or what the enemy's subjects want him to do.
这个里面的就是说是，那对我来说，那非常的特别。如果他真的是王呢，那么说，那你要按照他的方向去做，或者说呢，按照他的敌人呢，他说的方向去做。
Surely, if he's king, he's not going to bow to his people. The people are going to bow to him.
因为很确定，如果他是王呢，他不会拜他的人民，他的人民要拜他。
Verse 36 goes on and says, an inscription was written over him in letters of Greek, Latin, and Hebrew. This is the king of the Jews.
第38节说，在耶稣以上有一个牌子，用希腊、拉丁和希伯来文写着：“这是犹太人的王。
What was his accusation?
”对他的指控是什么？
He was killed because he was the king of the Jews.
他被杀了，是因为他是犹太人的王，
How foolish to kill your king!
对吧？你的王杀了，这是多么的愚蠢！
It's interesting that the inscription was written in three languages. It was written in Greek. And in Latin and in Hebrew.
这个呢非常的有意思呢，这个文字呢是写着呢用希腊文、拉丁文和希伯来文三种文字写的。
Greek was the language of the culture of the day.
所以呢，就是说在那个日子里，希腊文呢是那个文化的文。
Latin was the language of the military and the politics of the day.
另呢，就是拉丁呢，就是说是那些军队和那些政策的文字。
Hebrew was the language of the religion of the day.
另呢，在那个日子呢，就希伯来文呢是关于那个宗教的文字。
All three of which rejected him.
所以呢，三个呢都拒绝了他。
But what they wrote was right. He was the king of the Jews. They wrote the right thing, but they killed him for being right.
这个里面呢，就是，但是他们是对的，他们写的是他真的是犹太人的王，他们写对了，但是呢，他们就因为他做对了，他们把他杀了。
Verse 13 says, Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, If you are the Christ, save yourself and us.
39节说，那同定的两个犯人有一个讥诮，他说：“你若是基督，可以救自己和我们吧。”
It's interesting. They wanted him to save himself and us, but he could not do both. He did not save himself so that he could save them.
这个里面呢就非常有意思，但是呢，他们要他救他，又救自己，但他不能两样就都做，因为他不可能把自己救了又救他嘛。
This man couldn't understand that, but he was still happy to, in his extremity of loss himself, dying, he said, and blasphemed the Lord, and he blasphemed right to the very end.
这个里面的就是他们理解不了这一点。这一节告诉我们呢，他说他呢说向他说亵渎的话，直到最后的时候还在亵渎他。
I know of two particular people, probably many others as well, but two of them specifically I know who on their deathbed said, I rejected Jesus all my life, and I'm certainly not going to accept him now.
因为呢，我看到有些人的墓碑，很多人的墓碑上呢写着那亵渎神的话。那其中一个呢，就是说是我整个的人生里面啊，在墓碑上写着我整个人生里都拒绝了主耶稣基督。那么说到现在为止，我还不准备接受他。
What stubborn ignorance and folly is that?
所以这是个多么的顽固无知和那种愚蠢呢？
But you know, even on a deathbed, some people have wisdom.
因为你认为，就算有些人呢，在临死之前呢，他们有他那样的智慧。
And so verse 40 says, But the other one answering rebuked him, saying, Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation?
第40节说，另一个却应声责备，他说：“你既是一样受刑的，还不怕神吗？”
He recognized the wisdom of fearing God.
所以呢，那意思到呢，就是说是啊，要敬畏神这样的智慧。
Surely, as you're dying, as the life that God gave you ebbs, surely you've got enough wisdom to fear God.
因为呢，如果你要死的话，那肯定是你有这样的智慧，要敬畏神的。
And so this second thief blames the first thief and says, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? You ought to fear God."
也就是说，你即使一样受刑，还不怕什么？你要敬畏神。
Then he comes up with his wonderful statement toward the Lord Jesus, looking now not past the Lord Jesus at the other man, but to Jesus who was right beside him. He says, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom."
然后呢，其实呢，就是这个时候呢，他呢说出了这么非常的奇妙的一句话，并不是那个他在那边的那个人，而是这个在这边的人。他说：“我们是应该的，因为我们所受的与我们所做的相称。”
What is so outstanding about that statement?
这样的一个陈述呢，有什么样的杰出性呢？
Well, first of all, he calls him Lord.
首先呢，他称他为主。
He acknowledged that he was the king of the Jews.
他呢，知道呢，他是犹太人的王。
More importantly, he acknowledged that he was this man's Lord.
因为呢，就是最少呢，他呢，就是说他要他称他为主。
In spite of all the mockery around, he stood out in appearance, he stood out alone, saying, "I am with Jesus."
尽管呢，那里有很多的人，但是呢，他呢却单独的站着。他说呢，我站主耶稣这边。
Was it easy for him to do that?
这他那时候是容易做到的事情吗？
No, he had spent his whole life in a treasonous rebellion against authority.
对，不是的，因为他在他一生的中呢，他都在做一些叛乱，做一些反对那个上面的权柄。
But now he calls this man who's dying Lord.
现在呢，他成这个这样死的人呢，主。
And then he asks a question of him. He asks a request. He says, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom."
所以第42节，他就对耶稣说：“主啊，你降临在你国中的时候，纪念我。”
Do you think that he believed that this man who was called the king of the Jews was going to have a kingdom?
你认为他相信这个称之为犹太人的王的，他将会有一个王国吗？
And the answer is yes.
答案是是的。
It's marvelous. Here's a man dying on a cross. Everybody else is laughing at him. And this man says, "No, I believe him. I believe he's going to get a kingdom."
这个人呢，非常的奇妙。这些人呢，都在嘲笑他，那说啊，这个人呢快要死了。但这个人却说呢，我相信他，他将会有一个王国。
But there's a third marvelous thing here, and that is he says, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom."
你这个里面呢，就是说是啊，他呢，这还有第三件事非常的奇妙。他说呢，纪念我，你降临在你国中的时候。
Now, how many people do you know who, when they enter into their kingdom, are going to remember a rebel, murderer, thief on a cross?
所以你认为呢，就是有多少人呢，在他进入他的王国的时候，能记得一个，就是一个强盗钉在十字架上的强盗呢？
This man understood who Jesus was.
这个人呢，他理解主耶稣基督是谁。
He understood who Jesus was going to be, what was going to come next.
他也知道呢，主耶稣基督呢将会是什么，他呢下一步将是什么样子。
And he understood that the kingdom was going to be made up of people in humility who bowed to the Savior and acknowledged who he was.
因为他也知道呢，就是在他的国里呢，他们的人们呢，都会非常的谦卑的拜倒在他的面前，在说知道他是谁。
Now, from a totally different context, but in similarity, in that we also are sinners, We say the same thing to the Lord. We say, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
所以我们那如果不看上下文的话呢，对我们所有的人呢，都可以说，我们说呢，主啊，当你呢降临你的国的时候，要记住我。
And so I don't think this man was the only man who ever lived who got saved because of these precise words. I think many, when they first came to the Savior, echoed precisely these words.
因为呢，我认为呢，这个人呢，不是那个时候仅仅唯一的一位得救的。我因为当时呢，很多人呢，就是说是来到救主面前的时候呢，得救的时候呢，都会重复这样的话。
Verse 43 says, and Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.
43节，耶稣对他说：“我实在对你说，今日你要同我在乐园里了。”
What a wonderful response.
一定是一个多么的奇妙的这样的一个回答。
And in just a few hours' time, both of them would be dead.
因为在那几个小时之后，他们两个都会死。
Where did they go?
他们去哪里呢？
They went to paradise. How did they go to paradise?
他们去了乐园，他们怎么样去乐园呢？
They went to paradise together.
他们一起去到乐园。
I think it's absolutely marvelous. The whole theme here is today you will be with me.
因为这个，我认为这是绝对奇妙的。因为呢，对你说呢，今天呢，你要与我同在。
What is the promise of heaven? We get to be with Jesus.
所以呢，天堂的应许是什么？我们要与主耶稣同在。
When did this happen?
这个什么时候发生的呢？
Well, it happened just about high noon, just about 12 o'clock in the day.
因为那个发生在那，就是正好是正午，就是中午的12点。
Verse 44, and it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour.
第44节说，那时月是第六个小时，遍地都黑暗了，直到第九个小时。
The sixth hour was, according to their reckoning of hours in the day, the sixth hour would be the sixth hour when the day started at 6 o'clock. If the day starts at six, the sixth hour would be high noon.
现在第六个小时，第六个小时呢，就是说从他们一天开始的第六个小时。如果是凌晨6点钟开始一天的话呢，那么说呢，第六个小时正好是正午。
And the ninth hour would be 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
第九个小时呢，就是下午3点钟。
And there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour.
遍地呢都黑暗了，直到第九个小时。
Now remember that when the Lord Jesus Christ was born, the lights went out at the lights went on in the middle of the night.
大家也都记住呢，当主耶稣基督出生的时候呢，在半夜的时候呢，那个亮光出现了。
Jesus was born in the middle of the night, and when he was born, the lights came on.
主耶稣基督呢，是在半夜出生的。当他出生的时候呢，光呢亮了。
Jesus was crucified in the middle of the day, and when he was, the lights went up.
因为就是那个当那个主耶稣基督被钉十字架呢，是中午的时候呢，这个时候呢，当他被钉，当他死的时候呢，那个光呢灭了。
And many are the significant elements of that. One is that men love darkness rather than light, we're told in John chapter 3, because their deeds were evil.
这里呢有很多的这样的一些真理，因为那些人呢，他们呢喜欢黑暗，人喜欢黑暗呢，是因为他们的行为是黑暗的。
And the Lord proved himself to be God simply by turning the lights out and letting the whole world know that something terrible had happened.
女主呢，她证明了她自己就是神呢。她呢，就是说要把那个灯给关了，然后呢，她让整个世界都知道什么可怕的事情要发生了。
Remember, Jesus had said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me will not walk in darkness.
记住主耶稣的说呢，我就是世界的光，那些呢跟从我的就不走在黑暗里。
When they killed him, the lights went out.
当他们杀了他以后呢，光呢就没了。
Just all kinds of other thoughts there. Jesus is the light of the world.
其实你有很多的想法呢，主耶稣基督呢，他就是世界的光。
Many said of Africa that when the missionaries went there 100, 200 years ago, they went into darkest Africa, and everywhere they went, they turned on the lights.
听很多人说呢，很多年前那些宣教士们呢，他们去到非洲，非洲当时呢，称之为一个黑暗的世界，就是说不管宣教士走在哪里，他们都点亮了光。
And then about a century after they went in, the communists and the Muslims went into Africa and they turned out the lights that had been turned on.
所以呢，几个世纪后呢，就是共产主义进入了非洲，啊，穆斯林进入了非洲，他们呢就把那里的亮光呢又灭了，那里呢就没有光了。
It's not surprising then at all, is it, that in the book of John, chapter 1, we read about lights.
第6个呢，我们都是不感到惊奇，是不是在约翰福音第1章里呢，我们读到了关于光。
Verse 4 of John chapter 1 says, In him was life, and the life was the light of man. Jesus was the light of the world, and he was the light because he was life. But when you kill the light, the life, you put out the light.
这里面的约翰福音第1章第4节说呢，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。所以呢，主耶稣基督他是人的光。如果你把他杀了，你就把人的光给灭了。
Verse 9 says, Jesus was the true light who gives light to every man who comes into the world.
约翰福音第1章第9节说呢，耶稣呢是真光，照亮一切来到世上的人。
And when they killed the Lord Jesus, what they were doing was saying, We don't want the light. We are going to shut the light out. We will kill the light of the world.
因为他们杀了主耶稣基督说呢，他们说呢，我们不想要这个世界的光，我们喜欢黑暗，我们要在黑暗里面，所以呢，我们就把这个世界的光给杀了。
So verse 45 says, Then the sun was darkened. And the veil of the temple was torn in two. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And having said this, he breathed his last.
也就是在这个第四十六节说呢，耶稣大声啊，第45节说日头变黑了，殿里的幔子从当中裂开，耶稣大声喊着说：“父啊，我将我的灵交在你的手里。”说了这话，他就交出了灵。
So a number of things happened when he died. Verse 45, the sun was darkened.
实际上他死的时候呢，发生了几件事情。第45节说呢，日头变黑了。
And it also says the veil of the temple was torn in two.
也同样说呢，殿里的幔子从当中裂开。
And what would happen if the veil in the temple were to be torn in two? What would happen?
因为如果殿里的幔子从当中裂为两半，会发生什么呢？
Well, light would have shone into the holy place for the first time.
因为那光呢，就是会照到那个圣所里面第一次。
Not only was the veil broken in two, but light would have shone in from the lampstand. It would have shone into the temple, and people could see what was going on in the inside and realized that God was love and God was full of mercy.
这个人不仅仅照在那个圣所里面，但同样呢，因为那个灯台呢，它同样照了整个圣殿，立在里面的人呢，都知道呢，那神的爱，第一次看见了神的光。
Now his phrase when he died was simple. He said, Father, into your hands I command my spirit.
其实他说的话呢非常简单，第四十二节他说：“父啊，我将我的灵交在你手里。”
That's a marvelous thing.
这是一个非常奇妙的事情。
He acknowledged that he was God's son. He acknowledged that he was able to be sustained by God even after death.
因为他知道呢，他是神的儿子。他知道呢，就算他死了以后呢，神呢仍然能够用他的手来保守他。
Now, verse 47 says, Now when the centurion saw what had happened, he glorified God, saying, Surely, this certainly, this was a righteous man.
第四十七节，百夫长看见所成的事，就归荣耀于神，说这真是个义人。
After all the evidence of the last hours,
因为在所有的最后的时候，这所有的证据以后
that centurion with the plans to put three men to death that day, Barabbas and two of his compatriots, one on each side, ends up by putting Jesus to death along with those two compatriots, and then he realizes that Jesus was a righteous man.
其实里面呢，就是个百夫长呢，他呢本来要把那个巴拉巴斯和他两个同谋呢一起钉十字架，后来呢，他把主耶稣和巴拉巴斯两个同谋钉了十字架以后呢，最终呢，他意识到呢，主耶稣基督是个义人。
Two men acknowledged that Jesus was the right man, one just before he died and the other just after.
所以这个两个人呢，意识到呢，主耶稣基督是个义人。那么说呢，第一个在主耶稣基督死之前，另一个在他死之后。
How do you think the first man felt when he, when the day was over?
你认为呢，就是第一个人呢，当一天结束以后，他的感觉是什么？
Well, he would have felt wonderful because he was with Jesus in paradise.
他呢，感觉呢，非常的奇妙，因为他和主耶稣基督同在乐园。
How do you think the second man felt?
你认为第二个人的感觉是什么？
He said, I killed a righteous man.
他说我杀死了一个义人。
He probably said, I should have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior hours before. Days before, weeks before, months before. What's the matter with you, centurion?
有可能他自己说呢，我应该呢，一个小时之前、一天之前、几天之前、几个月之前，都应该接受主为他的救主呢。那么你这个就是说是百夫长，你有什么不对吗？
When is the best time to trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior?
所以呢，就是你相信主耶稣基督为你救主的最好的时候是什么时候？
And the answer is now,
答案是现在。
or yesterday,
或者是昨天。
but certainly not tomorrow.
但是肯定不会是在明天。
All right, verse 45. And the whole crowd who came together to that sight, seeing what had been done, beat their breasts and returned.
第四十八节说呢，聚集观看的众人见到这所成的事，都捶着胸回去了。
As soon as it was over, and it was too late, they beat their breasts and said they had been wrong.
因为当这一天结束以后呢，他们呢就是非常后悔，所以他们捶着胸回去了。
Again, how many of that crowd were there?
你再次那里有多少的人？
And probably thousands.
大概有几千。
What a tragic day. Separating the wise from the foolish, the wicked from the righteous, and making fools of so many who couldn't make up their mind. Follow the crowd. But the crowd was all against him until he died. And then the crowd wasn't all against him.
那这个里面呢，就是这个是多么悲剧的一天呢？悲剧一天呢，这么多人，他们呢都是没有脑子，他们跟从着这一群众人，畸形众人呢，他们去反对这个耶稣基督，他们是多么的愚蠢。但这一天结束以后呢，这些人呢又那个还是在反对他，又回去。
Verse 49, but all his acquaintances and the women who followed him from Galilee stood at a distance watching these things.
第49节是还有一切与耶稣熟识的人和从加利利跟着他来的妇女们都远远的站着看这些事。
Where were the women?
那些妇女在哪里？
Well, they were just standing there in the background.
她们就在那个背后站着。
Was that an important thing?
这是一个重要的事情吗？
Yeah.
是。
Who are with them?
谁和他们在一起？
Some of his acquaintances, and some of them would be men, but the focus on all of this is the women.
别人他们所见，有些人呢是跟他们在一起，跟他们在一起的那有些是男的，但是今这个时候焦点呢都集中在这些妇女上。
And some would say, what significance is that? They're all standing at a distance.
因为有些人说他们就是说都站在远处，这个有什么意义呢？
And again, the answer is they couldn't have made a difference if they'd come forward, but they had enough sense not only to pray, but to be there to watch.
你的答案是呢，如果他们站近一点，那也不会让事情有什么改变。但是他们却有足够的这样的理念，站在那里呢，就是至少他们可以站在远处祷告。
Thank the Lord for the women of God.
感谢呢，就是说是感谢主，为了那些属神的妇女们。
And they have the discernment, they have the character, they have the fortitude to be there when the time gets tough. Praise the Lord for godly women.
因为他们有这样的分辨能力，他们有这样的智慧，他们有这样的足够的这样的，就是说是感觉，在那个时候，那事情变得艰难的时候呢，他们要站在那里。这个呢，我们赞美主为那属神的妇女们。
They stood at a distance watching these things.
他们呢，在远处看着。
What happened to the disciples when they were told to watch?
因为那些门徒们，当他们被告知要去看的时候，他们在干什么？
Well, when they were in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Lord Jesus told them to watch and pray. They went to sleep.
因为就是当主在克西马逊名园的时候呢，主呢告诉他们要警醒祷告，但是他们却都睡着了。
But these women, when they found Jesus was on the cross,
但这些妇女，当她们看到主耶稣基督在十字架上的时候呢？
they could have gone home, they could have gone to work, they could have done any number of things.
她们呢，就是不能回家，她们也不去做工作，她们呢不能做的事情有很多。
But they stayed to watch him in his death.
但是呢，她们本来可以做，但是她们就呢，就是在站在那里，留在那里看他，直到他死。
It is significant, isn't it? They were the last to watch him in his death, and they were the first to watch him in his resurrection.
你这个呢，是不是很有意义呢？他们是最后一批看着他死的，也是第一批看见他复活的。
Praise the Lord for godly women.
所以呢，赞美主为那些敬虔的妇女。
Well, again, that's probably as far as we can get today because of time. But praise the Lord for the victorious death of our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天的时间呢，我们到这里呢，只能写这么多。那么说呢，我们赞美主，为了主耶稣基督呢，他的那个战胜死亡。
And so I guess our prayer is that we should all be faithful like those women in days of great distress and calamity. They were the backbone that held things together.
因为里面呢，我们认为呢，我们要感谢那些敬虔的妇女，她们在那个时候呢，在那些艰难的时候呢，她们都是在那里坚定地站在主的这一边。
Well, let's have a word of prayer.
我们来做一个祷告。
Lord, we've just been considering this great story.
其实啊，我们要感就是在想这个伟大的故事。
By far the most tragic story ever recorded in history.
因为也是这个在世界历有史以来所记载的呢，就是最悲惨的故事。
And yet the most wonderful story ever recorded in history.
也是在世界有史以来在历史上记载的最奇妙的故事。
Because the story says Jesus died for me. Hallelujah.
因为这个故事告诉我们主耶稣为我而死，哈利路亚。
Lord, help us to understand it.
主要帮助我们去理解。
Help us to appreciate it.
帮助我们去感激。
And help us to be like that thief and like the women.
帮助我们像那个强盗，也像那些妇女们。
And Lord, maybe some of us have put it off too long. Some of us, Lord, are going to have to say, I'm like the centurion, and I'm going to say, he was right, and I've been wrong. And even if it's later than it should be, I want to be numbered with the believers now.
例如啊，我们中间有些人呢，可能等候的时间呢也太长了，就像那个百夫长一样的。但是至少呢，在那个时候，那个百夫长呢，他呢知道了，知道他做出决定。他说呢，我想要成为那些信徒们中间的一员。So
Lord, again, we thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your blessings, and we thank you for the study of the Word of God tonight.
例如啊，我们要。 哎，先生感恩，也为您的赐福，先生感恩，也感谢您呢。我们有这样的福气，学习神的话。Help
us, lead us, bless us, we pray.
你帮助我们，赐福我们，我们祷告。Lord,
give us a good night's rest and bring us together tomorrow to worship you and to serve you and to learn of you then.
最主要就是让我们今天晚上都是个好觉，那么让我们明天呢一起呢，就是说是来敬拜您，也可以呢学到更多的关于您。And
so we ask and give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们祈求这些，并向上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.